Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Rat me voice!
Party Rock is in the house tonight. Everybody.
Here we go again. It's Jeremy J.N. Fiend Phoenix in the building, in the booth. It's Monday morning, so you know what that means. It's time for pop culture. Hit you with the pop. That's right. In the building, the booth. That's my dude, Jordan Ty Curry, the producer.
Ayo.
That's right.
I'm ready.
Filling in, man. How you feel?
I'm feeling good. Like the pregame warm-up really got me going.
25 sitting on 25 mil. Balling over there, doing his thing.
Ballin'.
So, it's pop culture from the Raspy Voice Kids. Beefing is out the country. He's doing his thing overseas, abroad, enjoying his life. We're going to hold down the fort while we're here. Today for pop culture, someone said Brandon. Jordan, we're talking about party etiquette.
Dude, I've been to some parties, and I got to say, some people need to set some boundaries for what they do and what they do not do. And they need to know what they're supposed to do at what time. And I know it sounds like very conceited and, you know, you have to be, oh, I have to go through this checklist of things to do when I go to a party. It, in the right occasion, yeah, like at a wedding or something similar. I feel like wedding is the most etiquette-based party to go to. But if you're like going to a, you know, college party where there are no rules, then it doesn't really matter. But that's not what we're talking about today.
Yeah, you know what? You said party. Like, a wedding is not a party. I get you.
Okay, there's a reception. The reception, yes, absolutely.
And there's music. And so it's type of a party, but like, it's a little different because when I think of party, I'm not saying no holes barred, but, you know, house party, a party
yeah.
where it's just, you know, weddings are a little bit more formal, a little bit more buttoned up where there are actual, not rules, but usually there's some regulations. You got to stay buttoned up for the most part.
Right.
We're breaking down the nitty gritty. What do you do at a party? What do you bring to a party? Who do you bring to a party? What time you show up to a party? What time you leave at a party? So I Googled this and I'm looking up these eight different things that they talk about that you have to think about before you go to a party. Jordan, you tell me, have you thought about these things? The first thing I'm going to bring up, I'm going out of order. What time do you show up to a party?
I used to be really paranoid about getting to a party on time. But these days, I probably show up about 15 to 20 minutes late because I don't want to be the first person there. I don't know if that's rude of me, but that's just kind of how my mentality has shaken out over the years.
I agree 100%. That's the way it works. Like, at least the way I work, I am not being the first. I've been there plenty of times where I'm the first person there. You know what? The first half an hour is not fun.
It is not. No, and you're asked to do stuff all the time as well. Like, since you're here so early, can you help us like set up some chairs or something?
Absolutely not. Anybody who knows anything knows you do not show up on time to a party. I'm sorry. Now, I will say, because this thing says, don't show up early. Yeah, you don't show up early. You don't show up on time. For me, give it a good 45 minutes.
And I 45? Know people,
45 minutes. You get people in there. You get the music going. People are getting loose already. You show up immediately. Like, you gotta stay for the whole thawing out process. No. When I get there, I want to know what it is. I want to sit there like, oh, hey, is so-and-so coming? No. When I get there, I already want it to be warmed up for me.
Sure. So this is, you're talking about like regular parties, but if you're going to a reception, you're going immediately from the wedding to the reception. Sometimes the reception is at the same place the wedding is at. So what do you do in that situation?
No. Once again, I said, I think weddings and receptions are a little different than typical parties.
Well, no, I got you.
Because everybody's already there. Everybody else is waiting around.
The one exception to that would be that, yeah.
Yeah, the wedding is the exception. Also, another big thing with a party is this list says, tell the host you're coming.
Depending on how big the party is, I think that could be ignored because you're expected to show up at a certain time. Well, okay, you're saying you need to RSVP to this event. Like, let them know that you're going to be there at the event, not let them know that you are on the way. Okay. That changes my
RSVP. Look, Jordan, if I say, look, I'm having a house party, Jordan, are you coming through? Hey, the party's at 8 on Saturday night. I'm expecting you to tell me yay or nay. Yeah. I don't care if you come, great. If you don't come, great. But I do expect you to tell me whether you're coming or not.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm getting a head count, man, because if everybody did what you did, like not responding, I'm not saying that you would. I'm just saying not responding. No, I'm serious. That's when you have four people at your party. No, I need a head count.
When you get the head count, then you can get people to participate in the bringing of the festivities, the food, the electronics that you need to actually set up the party, to have it be an open community experience, not just have everything fall on you as the host.
Amen. And also, like, you just know who's coming. You know what to expect.
Yeah.
Like I said,
yeah.
I don't care what time you show up, but if you're coming, come. If you're not going to come, don't come. But either way, send me a message. Let me know. I'm very big on that.
Make it an RSVP.
Here's another big thing. Jordan, if you're going to a party, do you bring uninvited guests?
Not without explicit permission from the host. I do not want to make anyone feel uncomfortable, especially if they don't like the person I'm bringing with me. I just feel like if someone is going to bring somebody to a party that was not invited in the first place, that person is the apple in that situation. I don't care who you are.
Well, no, there is one exception. Now, I agree with you.
Oh, a significant other?
No. If I'm going to bring somebody, look, you got to get that cross off the list. Hey, look, hey, because that's the thing. Like, people act like it's such a big deal. No, it's not. Send a text real quick. Hey,
sure.
Care if I bring? And I'm going to say yeah or no, or we don't have room. You know,
yeah,
there is one exception, Jordan. You know the exception is?
I said significant other, but I don't know if that's the answer anymore.
Well, you're going in the right direction. Females. Okay. I don't care who you are. If you bring some fly females, some cool females with you, and I didn't check it off the list, they're always welcome. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
I can't say no. That's wrong. I mean, I'm there with you.
It's a whole thing. Like, if you bring an uninvited dude, I don't care how cool he is. If we didn't have room, I'm gonna be like, man, you can't just. But if you bring a cool female, I don't care how packed we are. I'll be like, yo, good move, son.
We'll make room.
We'll make room. We'll figure it out. Everybody knows the golden rules of parties. The golden rule of a party is the number one thing you do. You don't care about the dudes. If you want your party to be live, you find all the girls and you invite all the girls. You know why? Because dudes will find the party if there's girls there. You That's do not have to true. Worry about that. You can have a million cool dudes at a party and girls may not show up. If there's a bunch of girls at a spot, I promise you, dudes are going to be there. So number one rule is never worry about the dudes. Don't worry about what guys are coming. Your objective is get as many girls there as you can who are cool. After that, everything else will work out because guys just have a nose for it. They'll sniff it out.
No kidding.
They will be there.
You just want to keep the creeps away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. So we talked about showing up. Is there party etiquette for what time you leave? Jordan, do you have a golden rule, gold standard what time it is when it's time to bounce?
For me, I like to stay pretty late just to hang out with the people who are familiar with staying late, because the later the crowd changes the later it gets, because you know you get a bunch of people who are leaving.
So
I gotta work in the morning.
And by the way,
a little late.
And by the way, so does the music. But go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. But I think there is a point where leaving too early without a reason is kind of rude. I know a handful of people who like to kind of Irish leave, where they just kind of leave without saying goodbye to anyone.
Racist.
And it makes me upset because I'm like, oh wait, where'd this guy go? Oh, I think he left. What? He wasn't even doing anything. He was just kind of standing around doing nothing. So I don't know. Stuff like that bothers me. So if you're gonna leave, at least, you know, let everyone know that you are.
I will say, for me, I know it's time to bounce when either A, the weird stuff, like, you know, like you have things that you're comfortable with, and some things you're just like, we get that part of the night where you're getting a, like, you look over and you're like, all right, no, I need to go. Time to go.
For sure.
Time to bounce. Time to roll out, you know.
See you guys. This is enough for me.
The other thing is, you can also feel the host. Like, sometimes you look at the host and they're like, you can see it on the face or their wife's face.
Yeah.
And you just get that feeling like, yeah, yep, it's time to go. Like, these other people don't get it yet. I see it. I'm out. I will say, when it comes to telling the host that you are going to leave, if you stay to the end of the night, yeah, I mean, definitely let them know, hey, I'm out. If I'm bouncing early, like if it's midway through, I might say something. If I'm one of the things where I'm just going to make an appearance so everybody sees I'm here, I might slip out without telling nobody. Because
that's interesting.
I just came to be seen for a few seconds. Yeah, I made it to your thing. Let's say it was a baby shower. I know we're talking about parties, but you know,
for sure.
Go to an event. Hey, I'm here. Hey, they seen Jeremy. You make sure you say hi to everybody so they remember you were there. But if I'm dipping out early, I might just slip out.
Right. Yeah. There are different levels. And the big thing is, you got to read the room. Because if there's a bunch of stuff going on and the hosts are kind of off doing their own thing, you can, you know, thank them for their hospitality. But at least, reading the room in the certain situation and the certain type of party.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, we're sitting here talking about one type of party, but I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, baby showers, house parties.
Right.
There's a lot of different things that change what you do and how you do it. But I will say there is proper etiquette for each and every one of those things. And you just got to know what it is, and you got to do what's the smartest in your favor without being uncouth.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. But if you're invited to a party, do you typically bring something a bit more extravagant as far as like food or drink choice goes, or do you kind of keep it down to chips and drinks and, you know, super basic stuff like that?
Well, once again, it's all about what kind of party it is.
Sure.
But for the most part, I don't care what party I'm going to, it's chips and drinks, you know?
Yeah.
unless you specifically said, hey, this is a family reunion potluck.
Yeah. Can you bring a casserole or something? You know, yeah, you smashed potatoes.
For me, nah, man, I'm bringing some chips, some soda, and my appetite. Okay. That's what you got.
I don't care who you are.
And you know what the truth is, too? It depends. Like, if this is a house party, sometimes there's places that you just don't know what the food's going to be like.
Right.
So you got to make sure you grab some Taco Bell before you go. Or have a plan to bounce and go get some Taco Bell or whatever when you leave. Because you just never know what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've definitely been in parties where I'm like, oh, look, there's green bean casserole and... that's about it. There's nothing but a green bean casserole around here. I don't know if I want to eat the food around here. But I'm going to thank them regardless. Or like the ham is dry, or, you know, the pizza's from Little Caesars. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how it goes.
I know. Yeah.
But that's how what we got this Monday morning party etiquette. Please get at us. Let us know like good things and things that you do, things that are smart to do. Maybe some horror stories, because I'm sure some people have it. For the record, it's always a terrible thing to have a house party at your own house, for those who don't know. So I'm saying if you're younger, like, you know, people sometimes don't know how to act.
Hey, man, as soon as I can afford a house, you're there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I will be, because you won't be at mine. So this is the RBK, J.N. Fiend, Jordan Ty Curry. Tell them what's up, Jordan.
What's up?
And we're out here. Get at your boys.
Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.